And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and the star of the show, my friend, Captain Bobby Aprescato from A-Team Fishing Adventures, with our rodeo retrospective fishing report. Hey, brother.
Okay, so basically I know that you're happy that you beat me in the bet. You like that even better than winning that contender, right?
Well, maybe not as much as a contender.
Well.
Yeah. What, every year I think this is going to be my year. And it's never happened for me. But I can only take my second best is to beat my friend in our annual trout weight guessing game here. You know, it used to be in the old days we were guessing big high weights, but then when we put the slot limit in Alabama, now it's become this guessing game, kind of like you and I've done about redfish, right? It's the fattest slot fish possible.
That's right, and I tell you, that's a tricky deal. And boy, did I miss the weights bad, man? I'm telling you, they had some beautiful fish weighed in there that were 22 inch fish. I can't say I've ever seen any that big. I can't say I've ever caught any that I can remember that were that big. That's for sure. That was some beautiful fish.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I mean, the winning fish, and we'll get back to what's important. Winning trout was 4.18 in the overall speckled trout. So 4.18. was top, second was 3.92, and third place was 3.86. So, Bobby, I got my notes here from last week. You guessed 3.77, and I guessed 3.81. Now, we both didn't hit the number.
Even made the top three.
But we weren't even there in the top three. But I was just a touch closer, so I'll take my victory beers when we get a chance to go fishing, okay?
That sounds good, old buddy.
Now that the rodeo's over, right? So it's in the rear view. That's all the fishing for the summer. Are you done?
Yeah,
you hanging
up the rods?
Up.
put the rods up and winterize the boat. You know.
So talk to me here. It's the height of summer. Dang it, it's been hot. Give me like what we're doing. I mean, you know, I saw a bunch of people fishing trout different ways, but for you, day in and day out, the next couple months here, where we find it the most consistent fishing?
Well, probably for the next couple months, you're going to probably see probably the same pattern that we've been in. You know, some of the structure in the bay is really starting to turn on now, which has kind of been nice because the bay has been absolutely dead all summer. But the last couple weeks, really right around when the weather started straightening up over this past weekend, there was a lot of fish caught at the lower end of the bay on some of the structure. So hopefully that's going to continue to improve because that's going to be the true pattern is fishing that structure in the bay, if you can get to it, and then certainly in the sound, which is where we caught our fish. And so fishing some of that structure. We had, the last couple of days, we've had some phenomenal trips fishing topwater early in the morning, too. So, you know, that's something that you can still do. We've had this north wind for the last couple mm-hmm. days, and we've been able to get out and fish some of the stuff down in the sound and have this extremely high water. I think that's a function of the new moon and the storm we got coming through, and it's allowed me to get like way up in some of the shallow stuff and caught some beautiful trout and redfish.
Now, how shallow are you talking about? I mean, this is July.
I'm talking about places that on a normal tide I couldn't even get my boat, but I'm getting up in there right now. And I'm talking about places that would, like, you know, the places we've caught fish over the last couple of days. Would normally be ankle to calf deep water, but it's now 2.5 feet, you know, so that's how high the tides have been. And you know, the bait's giving it away, so that's been kind of a cool deal. That's not the true pattern. I think if you really want to truly catch fish, you could do that early and then get out on that structure. I think if you can get your hands on live bait, live croakers, you had some really nice fish over the rodeo, caught them on croakers, mm-hmm. and croakers are going to be the deal for the next couple months. Shrimp aren't bad if you can slip cork them. You start getting in that shallow stuff. We've been fishing with shrimp. You're going to just get eaten up by stuff you don't want to catch. But anyway, live baiting on some of the structures is probably going to keep your poles bent for the next couple months.
I like that. Even better, what if we hop in the boat and go with you? Let's talk about getting a trip booked.
All the better. That's right. You know, because I tell you what, everybody quits fishing right now. The fishing's over with, and we got the water to ourselves.
I like it.
Just give us a call, and you'll have it. It'll be just all us out there alone fishing, man.
All right. So the phone number and the website?
A-teamfishing.com, and it's 251-656-2000. 2-9-3-4, and we still got that Beat the Heat special going too, all the way through the end of September. So we get you out, get you back in before the storms and the heat and all that other stuff happens.
I like it. I appreciate it, brother. We'll talk soon.
Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company.